When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tavia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. Today's video, we just want to do a little 2022 in review. We're going to talk about business and I'll do another video about just life, motherhood, and all of that. So this year in business has been a whirlwind. I cannot believe, at the time I'm recording this, it's the last week of September. I'm tired, y'all. This has been a year. And it's been a great year, though. And I don't want to downplay the way God has truly blessed me and my business. But you know who much is given, much is required. It's a lot of responsibility. And it's just... it's been a great year, but also it's required a new level for me. And I told you guys about just the season of God telling me to work less and spend more time with Him. And just the pace of things in business now, I'm just even seeing even more why that was necessary. And He's really just, I'm so grateful for, like, God is never going to have you just out here overwhelmed or anything like that. For me, most of the time that I've been overwhelmed is because I've been trying to do things in my own strength. And even in this season, I'm genuinely very busy, but I'm not overwhelmed. And God was reminding me that even when I feel like I don't have a grip on things, He does, and I need to just trust that. And so I'm just grateful for the foundation of that relationship to where I could constantly go back to my CEO and being like, okay, we got all of this going on. I feel like it's getting ahead of me, because that one of my favorite scriptures, and I was telling somebody about this recently, one of my favorite scriptures is in Amos where it says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. Things are going to happen so fast, your head is going to swim. You won't even be able to keep up one thing fast on the heels of the other. Everywhere you look, blessings. And that sound good, but it's that part in there was that you're not going to be able to keep up. And I've been heavy on the I'm not able to keep up. But God has really just given me grace to be able to handle it, and also to be able to kind of chill out and slow down and not let the pace of business force me to run faster, if that makes sense. And I believe that was a huge takeaway of that season of working less, not working until 12 and spending that extended time with Him in the morning, is understanding that, yeah, the pace of my business may pick up, but my positioning and my pace needs to stay the same. I can't allow the fact that my business is moving fast make me move fast, because that's when you do that, that's when you start making mistakes, spending less time with God, being overwhelmed, being just all over the place and chaotic. And we can't have that. So this year, a couple of great things have happened. So of course, you guys know about Anchor Media Studios, that we purchased that property back in May. So now in September, our tenants are actually moving out tomorrow as I'm recording this. And the next month, or the next few weeks, we're going to be renovating the property. Literally Monday is when we start renovations. And so the renovations will take a couple of weeks, but by November 1st, the place will be ready. The business will probably launch at the top of the year, because launching a business throughout the holidays, like, who wants to do that? I'm not doing that to myself. So the business will probably launch around the top of the year, but I'm really, really excited about that and just what's to come. So stay tuned for that. Also, some exciting things I didn't expect this year was that we got our first corporate contract. And so this was a company that I pitched. They were referred to me and I pitched last year. And so out of nowhere, they called and was like, we're ready. And we got started. And that has been pretty exciting too. And it's really stretched us and allowed us to grow to a new level. And I'm excited about that because this is a new level of service we'll be able to provide in the future that will allow our businesses to continue to grow and serve different demographics. And even on our 5-year plan for the business, I've always wanted to grow in more of B2B relationships. So a lot of our things historically have been B2C, business to consumer. And with business to consumer, it's a lot more work for a lower payoff than B2B. The B2B business to business sales process is more fun to me than B2C. B2C just takes more work. I really wanted to increase our B2B relationships. And we have it as far as like the podcast and sponsors and things like that, but I wanted to take it even further with Anchor Media stuff. So I'm just really grateful that we got the opportunity to do that. And we even got an opportunity for a government contract. I didn't even know what the government was trying to do podcasts. No clue. And so we have this opportunity for a federal government contract. And so it's still unknown if we get it yet, but I'm very excited because for me, once I know a little bit, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Once I know that this is possible and I know the process, and what's so crazy in Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price. This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, easy, just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed. right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need.
The job that I left was a government contracting job. So before I became a full-time entrepreneur, I worked at an accounting firm who are government contractors. And I was on the business development team where I helped build proposals and do their marketing. So this whole process with the government contract was one I'm very familiar with because I did it at my last position. And so who knew God was going to pull back some skills that I haven't used in quite some time for this. So when the opportunity came and I had to put together a capability statement and all these different things and address the line items of the RFP, request for proposal, it was nothing. I'm like, oh, I did this for a few years. Like, here, it's nothing. And I'm very excited about that and the opportunity that's to come. And also just the door that that will open for more B2B opportunities for Anchored Media. So those are like a few of the super exciting things that have happened in business. And of course, my book is coming out this year. The release date is in December. And I'm very excited about that. This is the first book that I'm doing with a publishing company. Everything else has been self-published. So this is a new level for me. And I'm very excited about that. Now let's talk about some lessons of this year. First, especially as a small company, it's so important that you have people on your team who have bought into the vision versus just there to do their job. Most of the time, especially in a small company, you have to wear multiple hats. So yeah, ideally, this will be the only thing that you're doing, but the reality of our size and what we're doing is sometimes you have to wear different hats. Sometimes you have to do things that are outside of your scope of work. Don't put people in a position where you're taking advantage of them, but the reality is sometimes you may have to do something that's not directly in your wheelhouse because we all are working together to push this vision forward. And so get people on your team who are bought into the vision and who have a work ethic to back that up, because I've worked with people who have bought into the vision, but that work ethic wasn't backing up nothing. So thanks for the support, but it's really not helping us really get anywhere. But a huge lesson is just having a good team. And I believe that, like, I have a really, really good team with my business. They all love God. They all have bought into the vision. And everybody, we do what we got to do to push this vision forward. And as a leader, I try to do my best to not take advantage of that and to just make even this experience when we're all working hard, one that's fun. One that's everybody's easy to work with. One where, you know, you hear the small things of your team that they like. And so you buy them those things. You know what I mean? If they like, a small example, if you have a team member who loves Reese's cups or something like that, just say, just have some Reese's cups in the office. Like, something like that is small, but those details matter. Like, and I'm talking about me with the Reese's cups. If I went to work and I always had a Reese's cup on my desk, I'd be like, look at y'all. Or if they just brought me some Starbucks or something like that, I'll be excited because I love Starbucks. It's small. It's not a big expense to the employer, but it means something to me, you know? And so the same thing with your team, just take care of them. How you treat your team will say a lot about you. You shouldn't be talking about God and all of that with outside people and your team looking at you like, Some of us have grown up in households where our family and parents have said they love God and we see how they act at home. Same thing in your company. You know, make sure that you're taking care of your people and that your leadership skills are on point. And so for me, I try my best to be a great leader. I'm not perfect, but I really try my best to be a great leader and take care of my people because they're taking care of my baby, which is this business. And I'm very grateful for that. So that's been a big lesson for me, is just always looking for opportunities to serve my team because of just the amazing work that they do. Another lesson I've learned is just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. I can do a lot, doesn't mean that I should. I'm just big on testing products and things before putting them out there. So I've tested like some new services and things on the back end. And I realized like, yeah, I can do this, but I don't want to do this. I shouldn't do this. Even when it comes to just what I do on a day-to-day in my business, because I am so busy, yeah, I can take on these tasks, but I'm not. I'm going to delegate them instead because it's not in my best interest. It's just going to leave me even more overworked. So take that. Just because you can do something doesn't mean that you should. So this is getting kind of long. Let's pause this right here. Thank you so much for watching this video. Click the link in the description to sign up for my book launch list, where I go into so many details about just how you can truly master every area of your life. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.